I don't know if he can be rattled, but we definitely going to try to get pressure and try to get hits. I know Coach Zim, they probably studying right now, trying to get a great game plan in. So I'm excited for this opportunity, game before the bye, to go out there and get this win.
Kevin, after week one, could you guys have asked for a much better response as a team than what you guys have had this
past? I don't think so, man. Guys didn't. And they pin their ears back, and they're ready to roll. This locker room did a whole 360. Week one, guys was upset about not going out there producing and, you know, making plays. And defensively, we just said that wasn't us. We've been trying to compete and make plays, and that's what we've been doing the last couple weeks.
I know it's early and there's a long way to go, but these past two games kind of validate what you guys thought about yourselves coming in. I know maybe some people on the outside wondered after that first game, but just kind of validate what you guys thought this team was all
about. Oh, yeah, definitely. We had 5 weeks of training camp, 5 weeks of preseason. We knew that this group can be very special. But in the beginning, the first game, we didn't go out there and show what we was capable of doing. And we knew in this locker room that we was a pretty good team, but we just had to go out there and produce. And that's what we've been trying to do in the last couple weeks.
Given that the Lions or Bears are winless, I mean, you guys almost see this as a two-horse race in the division with the Packers?
No, it's still early. It's still early. So there's a lot of football left to be played. So I wouldn't say it's just a two-horse, you know, race in this division. But we still got to go out there and we got to win games and start with this Sunday.
But with it being early and you guys are already correcting a lot of the mistakes that you guys are seeing, that's got to be encouraging for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely encouraging. Definitely encouraging. We're shutting the run down. Those guys doing a great job up front, getting pressure and stopping the run. So it's making our job a whole lot easier in the back end.
When you see someone like Trey Waynes and he says, you know what, you haven't seen my full personality yet. Until I do something on the field, I'm not going to let it out. Is that the way he should do it?
That's the way he should do it, man. Let Trey be Trey. He did a great job yesterday. We just watched film. He came in. He competed. That's all you can ask for a young guy, to come in, compete. And he had that swagger on himself yesterday.
Sharif kind of talked about the defensive line still having a little bit of chip on their shoulder from week one. Does the entire defense feel that way?
The entire defense. We feel like we didn't play, you know, well week one. And, you know, it started with the guys up front. They came out and it was real physical. They make my job a whole lot easier. You know, when those guys being that physical, getting hits on the quarterback, we know the ball got to come out fast. So we just sit back and try to make plays, and that's what we've been doing.
And they feed off each other that way up front, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, guys like Everson Griffin and Sharif Floyd and the rest of these guys, man, they get after the quarterback and they feed off each other. They love hitting the quarterback. They love to see the quarterbacks getting up and, you know, shaking his head. I seen a couple plays when Phil Rivers was getting out this offensive lineman. Like, man, don't let me get hit like this again. And those guys up front, they did a tremendous job.
How long can you carry that chip on your shoulder forward once you get, you know, 5-6 weeks out from it? Can that be something that motivates you guys all year?
It's always on my shoulder. I don't know about these guys. I'm a 5'9 guy, so I got little man syndrome. So the chip always on my shoulder. But these guys in the locker room, we feel like we got something to prove. And, you know, our goal is to make the playoffs and, you know, to be holding the, you know, Lombardi trophy at the end of the season. So these guys just going out there, we pinning our ears back working.
You guys see these quarterbacks the last couple of weeks. I mean, Rivers has to take a timeout yesterday to catch his breath, and Stafford gets beat up. I mean, how much does that change a quarterback's thought process when he's getting hit that much?
It changes a whole lot. Those guys don't want to get hit, man. They face of their franchise. You know, I call them the money guys. So they face of their franchise, and, you know, they don't want to get hit. They try to get the ball off real fast. So in the back end, we just try to cover up and make plays.